Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Can we say praise the Lord?
Praise the Lord.
Praise God. While I was sitting there, I heard these words. 2019, what will it bring? What does 2019 has in store? What does 2019 has in store? I heard the Lord says power packed, filled with all of my goodness with no lack. So it would do you well to wise up and realize that I am the God of 2019. And I planned it long before you got here. And if you were here and listened to me, you would get the best of 2019. And your life will be a place filled and flourishing with the goodness of God. And all the enemy will be standing on the outside. And as he looked your way, he will see you so blessed that you don't have time to pay him any mind. Because you are looking at all the things I made so fine. So lift up your head and begin to rejoice now. Even before your eyes see it, because it's here. I have it all laid out by my Spirit. He will lead you in all of these things this year. He will lead you into abundance of success. All the things of the past will be gone at last. And you can declare with your mouth what you believe when you believe my word. You can declare that you'll live in 2019 and you will not die. You'll live the best, you'll ride the best, and you'll drive the best, and you'll do the thing that will cause the enemy unrest. And you will see, and you will see there's a flow from the Holy Ghost. Oh, that the enemy can't come near, but you're in the flow, so you go. And you tell others about me, you know, and they will receive, and you will see their great joy. Oh, where there's been gloom, doom, and sadness, it'll be turned around. And many that you cross, that cross your path, they'll turn and follow you. Remember, I was walking along the way, and John told his disciples, there come the Lamb of God. And when they saw me, they started following me, and they found out, they said, Lord, where you going? He said, I told them to come and see, and they found out that was a place to be. So I'm telling you, 2019, prepare your heart, for it is the year for you to live. Yeah. Says the Spirit of the Lord. Ooh, hallelujah. Go ahead and lay claim on it. Amen. Go ahead and lay claim on it. Amen. Praise God. Take it now. Amen. That's what receiving is taking. That's what receiving is taking. I take it now. I lay claim on it now. It's mine now. Wisdom is mine. Joy is mine. Peace is mine. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, glory to God. This is the year of 2019. And you can have what you say. Amen. Amen. So what are you going to say this year? Are you going to talk the language of the past? You'll keep on acting on the way you act in the past? Or are you going to change what you've been saying and doing? Hallelujah. Are you going to talk about how bad things are? Or are you going to talk about how good I am? Which one will it be? Ooh, glory. Hallelujah. 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 And as you talk of my goodness, it will manifest in your life. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. He said, most of my children have not learned yet. They still talk from a natural standpoint. They talk, they see, and they speak what they see. with their natural eye, but a spiritual man speak what he see with his heart. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because what's unseen to the natural eye is more real than you know. And the more you spend time with the unseen, the more you see that the unseen is more real than the seen. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Well, it's 10:59 by my time clicker. Amen. And I'm going to take a few minutes, I think, and talk to you again about supernatural things. Learning how to live in the realm of the supernatural. Learning how to live. We've been born into it now. You got to learn how to live in it. How do we live? You know, we were born into the realm of the natural, physically so. And when we got here as a baby, we were born as a baby, they had to learn how to live. They got here, they didn't know how to talk. The only thing a baby can do is suck a bottle of whatever and cry. Am I right? That's about all he could. But he had to learn how to walk, learn how to talk, learn how to crawl, learn how to, and boy, whenever they do learn how, my goodness, you got to check them, slow them down, because they in stuff that you don't want them in. Am I right about it? And doing stuff they ought not to be doing, but they're busy. Amen. God wants you not to just live. He wants you to learn how to live in the realm that you've been born into. Amen. Amen. And faith is what caused you to live and operate in that realm and with power. So, y'all can, you can follow me again. I'm going to read my today the children are going to stay with us. So I'm going to share with everybody. Amen. Amen. Everybody. Praise God. let's look at the word again. 2 Corinthians 5:17. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Do you have it? And you can go ahead and put it on the screen if y'all can follow me in this. Be good. So far, how have your year been? Amen. Well, every day expect to get better. I'm telling you now, you better listen to what the Lord is saying. Expect to get better and better and better and better and better. But you're going to have to be one that pursue God now. If you just get over on the sideline and sit down and think things going to get better, they're not going to get better. They're not going to get better. Amen, they are going to get worse. But you pursue God, it's going to be better and better and better.